welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 119. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
I did not know what episode it was. Welcome to Thursday, September something. 12th?
Today?
Yeah. 12th. We're nearly midway through September.
Does that seem crazy?
That's sad, I guess. Yeah, it's a little crazy.
I feel like we say that
it
every
almost
month right now.
Felt like the weather was appropriate today, too.
Ugh.
Almost. Not quite cool enough, but we're getting there. It's a start.
Tonight is supposed to be nice.
Is it?
Yep.
Like low 60s?
High 50s? I think we're supposed to hit 50s.
I could go for some like 47s. Anyways,
welcome to Bleed Geek Weather.
Welcome to Bleed Geek Weather. I'll be your meteorologist for today. And this week it was raining iPhones.
No.
No.
Good one, Randy.
So obviously, as we alluded to last week, there was an Apple event this week on Tuesday, September 10th.
Yes.
12 Central Standard Time.
iPhone 5S.
They literally only announced the two iPhones and nothing else. iPhone 5S, iPhone 5C. Well, in some cases, technically. No iWatch, no Apple TV, no update to the Mac Pro line, no update to the iPads.
So, after I'd talked to you, after I gave you some shit and I made my funny meme.
Yeah. You're like, man,
like
maybe that actually is a good idea.
No, I don't think it's a good idea. Oh, okay. So.
And then Samsung's our next phone's going to have a 64-bit chip.
It's still, anyways. It's still pointless. Unless you get over 4 gigs of RAM, 64-bit isn't going to make a difference. Obviously, I'm sure they're trying to align themselves for probably 2 years down the road.
Right.
But still, right now, I mean, they were trying to tout these specs for it. Like,
it was weird.
50 times faster.
For all the times that they say specs don't matter, how much they played the spec game this week.
Right?
And it was a weird vibe.
The ultimate thing in the end that bugged me a lot is the spec comparisons were to the original iPhone. How old is the original iPhone? 4? 5?
6.
Like...
Well, they had,
like,
you mean like when they had the thing, the
yeah.
chart? Well, right, but because they said everything has doubled what the last one was, but it's 56 times what the original iPhone was.
It's like...
Because obviously you're going to
integrate
by twos, right?
It's like, who cares? Nobody, like, cool, my Xbox 360 is leaps and bounds beyond my Nintendo 64 also.
Or you look for 64 to even the NES, right?
Right.
You went 8, 16, 64...
It's like, obviously.
I think the GameCube was 128.
Was it?
Neither here nor there. It was weird that they were playing a spec game, which is usually not their style. But I guess they must have felt... At the same time, though, I feel like a lot of people, even though specs don't really matter on phones that much because they're so far outpacing the software, what you really need to do with it. How about that? You don't think so?
I'm not going to agree with that.
But...
You could say the same thing then about PCs.
Well, right. I mean, it depends on what you're doing with it, right? I mean...
Right. So, are you saying that Apple has no reason to have?
I'm saying that most people aren't going to do anything that needs anywhere near the stuff the phone has.
But that's how you
Any
push...
Any phone. Right.
Because, it's like a back-and-forth game. The hardware comes out... which pushes developers, and then developers create new stuff that pushes the hardware. So
right.
It's just like...
I understand. I mean, like, just like with laptops, most people, when looking at laptops, are looking at all these specs, right? But all they're ever going to do is browse the web on it.
And
most people.
And most people don't really know what the specs mean anyways.
And they don't. So they just look, okay, this one has a bigger number than this one. It must be better. And they listen to some guy at Best Buy who doesn't know what he's talking about.
Makes sense.
Sell them something. So, I mean, like, that's why they want to talk about specs is because they know that Samsung and HTC are like, oh, look at how much better these specs are than the iPhone. even though it's a whole experience that really sells a device. But regardless. So the iPhone 5C, be $100, goes on sale, just like we said it would, pre-sale, Friday, on sale the 20th. iOS 7 comes out the 18th. You actually can't pre-order the 5S.
That's weird.
Right, I agree. It came out with gold, white, and black. What?
No. Gold.
Space gray.
White and gray. But AKA like, space gray.
But this one, like, if you look at my phone, like, I mean, it's not black on the back, but you know what I mean? Like,
right.
This just, part's black, but
I just don't like that. Can I just say that?
What? You don't, like what?
I just don't like the way that's designed.
The phone?
I think the phone itself looks good. I don't like the color.
The space gray color?
Yeah. Like,
or the gold. I think the gold looks stupid, too, but a lot of people seem to like it.
Apparently. Like, I don't, like, mine, not that mine's a good comparison, really, you know, it's but pretty. It's like, I just want one color. Like, can you just make it look the same?
Well, I was thinking, on the other hand, just now when I'm looking at it, I never look at the back of my phone. What does it matter? Like, honestly, why would I look at the back of my phone? Unless I'm taking pictures. Nope, there's a camera on the front. Speaking of camera, obviously on the 5S, they made the camera a lot better, which they always do.
Yeah.
And statistically, the iPhone, like, everyone will always say that the camera always beats everybody else.
I disagree.
You don't think so?
No.
Which one do you think has a better camera?
Just on real world experience, and it's not even me being biased, me and Adam Burton did a, like, one for one shots last year. While it was outside, low lighting. Like, I would challenge a lot of people, like, using my HTC, just the normal 1S, to, I mean, I haven't seen the camera for the new one, obviously, but, I mean, my pictures turned out, but, I mean, by far.
In the low light?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that's one of the only area where it's really ever had issue, I would say.
Yeah.
And that's one of the bigger things I think they improved on this one, because they had the dual flash. One's light and the other one's like amber, and that's to make colors so more natural. Yep. And it reads the light real quick, and then it adjusts the flash appropriately.
That's cool. That's so cool.
And the pictures they showed were pretty good.
Because that's the reason why I don't use my flash hardly at all for even pictures, because it's just, it gives you that white
right and so, balance. And that's why, like, they ugh. Yeah. So they have the dual LED.
That's
the,
pretty cool.
The one's white, the one's amber colored, and then yeah, it measures the light. They have a motion stabilizer. They do slow motion now.
120
frames.
Cool.
It's a step in that direction. I mean,
yeah,
there's people that'll, I mean, I don't use the camera. I don't record video ever on my phone, really. Every once in a while.
Does Danny?
Yeah. I feel just like she of Owen, you know, right. Like, not that, I mean, think of home videos. That's what it is now, right? People doing it on their phones.
Right.
I mean, there's no issue with video now, but I guess supposedly they used the iPhone, was it the 4S in the, or maybe it was even the 5 for shots of the Avengers, supposedly, right? Like,
yeah.
Just
because they can.
And everything else is just your standard S upgrade, except for, I think
they
said
they had a bigger battery.
Supposedly, right, yeah, it's slightly bigger, which just means everything else got slightly smaller so they could fit it in, right?
Or it just mean, yeah, it's, I mean, it's like, that's one of those delicate balance type things. Like, bigger battery, not as good other stuff.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. But
And then the fingerprint scanner, which cool. is gimmicky. And they used it for a couple of cool features. Like, I think it is annoying as crap to use my iTunes password every time I want to download something. But on the other hand, it is nice because it has saved me many times from Owen downloading things. But it will be nice just to be able to put my thumb on the thing, and it won't have to, don't have to enter a password. It's just like all the other phones, all the phones do it now. There's some way to get into your camera straight from your lock screen now, right? Because people want to get in it faster. It's just one of those things where it's like,
I turned mine off.
Because you were doing it on accident or what?
No, just because it's like, I put a lock screen on.
For a reason.
For a reason. And, like, it has inconvenienced me, but at the same time, it's like, it's not that much to do my code.
But for with the, well, I don't know how it is on Android, but with the iPhone, like, you can get into the camera, but you can't get into anything else.
Right, and that's the way it is with, that's the way it was also. But it's like, if somebody had my phone, I don't even want them taking pictures.
And then the, yeah, so the fingerprint scanner, that was a pretty big thing. A lot of people seem to, like, they saw 80,000 articles in the last couple of days. Is this the end of the password? It's not, because there's not, until they, I mean, it had to be in, like, what, probably 5, 6, 7 years ago when, like, fingerprint scanners were actually kind of, like, selling semi-decent, and there's a few laptops that had it right on it, right? Like, by the mouse pad?
Yeah.
That's clearly
the guy at work was trying to give me a fingerprint reader. I'm like...
Like a plug, a USB one?
Yeah, I'm like, cool. No thanks.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see what happens. So after the event, everyone's like, oh, no Apple TV. So then it was rumored that there was still going to be a refresh to the software on the 18th when iOS 7 comes out, which may or may not happen. And now they're saying there's still new hardware coming later. And everyone thinks there'll be another event in October for the computers because they need to release Mavericks. I honestly don't think they won't put out a new iPad before the holiday. Like, they will put out a new iPad right before the holidays, obviously, because that would be silly not to.
It just, yeah, it just blew me away that they didn't hear, that they didn't announce anything with it.
It was a lot shorter than most of the other events, too. It was only an hour, barely even. Elvis Costello was a good part of it. And then the multicolored iPhone 5Cs, which are essentially the iPhone 5s, just in different casings.
Correct.
But they actually, for being plastic, they actually look really nice, I thought. Like, I would never buy one, because I would buy the better phone, as opposed to just buying the phone I already have in a different case. But although the cases they made for them looked silly, I thought. With all the circles.
Yep.
It's kind of weird. But hopefully we will see a new Apple TV soon. I think that'd be exciting. Overall, Wall Street was disenfranchised. They weren't satisfied with it because they really wanted a cheap iPhone, which I think a $100 new phone is still pretty cheap, but it's on contract. It's still $650 or $550 without contract, so... But I think they'll sell a lot no matter what, because that's what they do.
People eat them up.
Samsung responded, of course, as I mentioned earlier, saying they will have 64-bit chips in their next phone. Like, it's like, clearly they care about that, so. But yeah, that was it. It was fast, quick. Showed iOS 7. Got to the point.
Indeed.
The PlayStation announced early this week that they are selling their own TV of sorts. It's called a PS Vita TV, which is a horrible name, but
makes sense.
They probably named it something cool in Japanese because just didn't translate well. I don't know. But it's weird. It's sort of like a way for you to play Vita games straight to your screen. Or in the future, they're saying you're going to be able to use it to take your PS4 and project it onto another TV.
So Chromecast?
Sort of.
PSCast?
Yeah. Sonycast? So like if you had your living room TV and you had your PlayStation 4 hooked up there because that's where you normally play it, but everyone was using it. If you had a PlayStation Vita TV hooked up in like your bedroom, you could go start the PS4 and then go play the game in the other room on that TV without having to unhook your PS4 and move it.
Except you have to make sure that your controllers can reach to where the PlayStation is.
Right. Or maybe they can go through maybe they work through the PS Vita though. I think they do actually. The TV. And then it's over Wi-Fi.
So you have to make sure that the TV has a good Wi-Fi connection.
Right. I think you're probably all right there. But
fair enough. Things to think about.
Just some little weird thing that PlayStation does. Michael Dell was finally successful in his buyback of Dell this morning.
So I did catch that.
He's been trying to do this for like 6 months now, maybe a year. And they keep telling him no.
It's all mine.
He's been having different partners try to help him, and he finally did it himself. They approved his buyback deal for like $25 billion or something crazy. I don't know.
It was crazy.
I can't believe they're worth that much. Like the number one PC maker for how many years?
Yeah. No, I believe it. I mean, they don't have great rap, but
That's why he wants to take it and do whatever he wants and not have to listen to the people, right?
Right. Makes sense.
I know what's best for this company, and I don't want to listen to you anymore.
Yep.
That's what's happening, right?
Had enough.
Intel had some sort of event at some point. I actually think it was happening at the same time as the Apple event, and so it just got
crushed
in coverage. So I didn't catch a lot of what came out of it, other than they introduced Haswell Chromebooks, which is nice because Chromebooks are always like three generations back on processors. Because
it doesn't need
a lot, which is fine, but the battery life with the Haswell chips is amazing.
That's like the touting.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
I mean, they did, but still, it's one of those things where it's like, you guys are silly. But good for them. I'm sure, especially like, since it's not doing a lot, I mean, browsing, depending on what you're browsing, I guess. If you're watching a lot of videos, obviously you're still going to kill your battery faster, even though your machine's not necessarily as
I recommended a Chromebook to my grandparents.
Yeah.
Yep.
For those people, like I said earlier, that I think only will ever browse the web with it, why would you get anything else?
Well, she's like, well, can I do docs? And I'm like, if you have your internet, you got docs online.
You can do it offline now, too, so.
Right. But it's like it's really a no-brainer.
And they're cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap.
Plus their battery. I mean, I know that was another thing. Like, I mean, what you were saying, too. I mean, I want to say they said it was 12 hours, somewhere around there. Half a day without a charge. Using it, actually.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy.
Chromebook.
As well.
I saw something about Yahoo. They've increased their traffic like 20% supposedly since Marissa Mayer's started there. Does that seem crazy? I feel like someone's fluffing those numbers.
That's what I was going to say. Prove it.
Although they did overtake Google as, like in the ComScore stats, like as the number one visited site.
I don't believe that.
That was like a month ago.
I don't believe that. Yahoo.com more visited than Google?
That's what I thought when I saw it. But
no way. Unless they're just talking about the Google homepage. I don't go to the Google homepage. I just type whatever I'm searching into my bar.
Yeah, I wonder how that works. Because that's how I do it, too. I don't ever go to Google.
Yeah.
Except for that when I start Chrome every day, that's where it launches.
Yep.
Other than that, I don't ever go there.
Yeah. So I guess I could believe that then.
Well, even with Safari and with Firefox, I think they both have the unified search bar now. Yep. I know for sure Safari does. I'm pretty sure Firefox.
Internet Explorer does now as well.
Really?
Yep.
But they use Bing, probably.
By default, Bing. I think you have to install an app
to
change it. In Firefox, you can at least change to whatever search engine you want. Same in Chrome. But
do you like the Hangouts extension on Chrome?
Yes. I mean, I've had problems with it. It's kind of buggy here and there.
Yeah, I installed it yesterday or the day before.
Were you going just through Gmail then before?
Uh-huh.
Until now? Gotcha. Yeah, so I've used it.
And I still was using Gmail at work, but I have it on my computer.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to see it whenever. And really, on my Mac,
actually,
at least,
you know what?
It put it up in the menu bar.
Remember how last week we were talking that they were doing a lot of apps?
Yeah.
I wonder if they have Hangouts as a standalone app now.
The Mac ones are only in beta. I mean, you can get them, but they're still...
Oh, that's right. I'm going to check that now, actually.
But
I forgot about that.
I was looking like just last night or the night before for all the Chrome apps for Mac, and I was reading, because it's on their developer's blog. You're basically getting it through the developer build right now until they launch it. It's not beta, but it's not like full release yet. Kind of like Gold Master, I guess.
How do you find them?
How did I find it?
Yeah.
I just Googled it.
Fair enough.
And then, well, I tried to find it in my feed. Well, no, I did start. I found it through The Verge. So I know it was on 90 Seconds on the Verge one day, and then I found that one, and then I followed their article, and I followed it back to the Google page, and then I followed that to the other Google page, which seems had legit. The Mac. Because there's a regular developer's blog, and there's a Mac developer's blog that they have. And I followed it to the app. So it's clearly not meant for releasing, is how hard it was for me to find. And then at that point I said, I'm not going to do it because, nah. Mm. I'll wait until they're ready. You know? So yeah, I was just wondering your take on... I don't really like having extensions, but at the same time, they're kind of nice.
Oh, see, I just added more extensions to my list in Chrome today.
I have 5 right now.
I've got Store, Search, Feedly, Keep, Google Music.
I took Feedly's off.
Really?
Because I just use Feedly as the
oh, yep, computer yep. base. Yeah, no, I like them. And I'll have more. I just added my calendar today, finally.
So I have Evernote, OnePass,
Google Keep,
Bitly.
Ooh, Bitly would be a good one, actually.
AnyDo and Hangouts.
Yep.
And 3 of those I added last night. I've had Evernote and OnePass forever.
Yeah. The only issues I've had with it is every once in a while, it's
do
like,
you have to,
I'll have to
how
close
do you update
it.
Them?
Huh?
Do they update automatically?
Yep.
Because Evernote's updated today. I saw it through my news feeds. And it's like they added integration. I should just probably try to use it, see what happens. Oh, that didn't look any different.
But what kind of update?
for the Chrome extension.
Oh.
That one, I'll look at it later. So anyways, that's our divergence into Chrome extensions, if you ever wondered what we were using.
Pretty much.
I was looking for a Google Docs one. Because I feel like they probably have one. But I was worried. It took me a little while because I never really used the Chrome store. Because why would I guess? Because I don't.
That seems weird that you haven't.
I mean, I've looked at it before at a few games, but I never spent any time in there because anything I need really I just use the Mac App Store on my computer.
Right.
And I didn't want to keep anything on my Chrome at work, but I've just left it logged in because I just don't care anymore. But I was wondering because I didn't know if that... Because like on my computer, I have Google Docs or Google Drive installed, so it's like a folder, kind of like how Dropbox is. Like there's just a folder on my computer.
Yep.
But I didn't know if I did it, if it would add it as a little bookmark. Because, I mean, I have Docs just bookmarked on my bookmark bar. So it's not like I really need anything else. Unless it was like a faster way to create Docs, I guess. If I could have like a Docs tab where it's just like create new doc. I wonder if I could just install a bookmark for that. Do you have a lot of Docs in Google Docs?
Enough.
Like, do you make a lot of things?
Nope.
Typically, if you're right, you're just doing it for, like, you do stuff for work.
Right.
Is really all your docs things I've shared with you then?
Nope. I have a bunch that I've created also that I share with other people. Makes like sense. When I went to Chicago, we had our own
it's a
doc.
Good collaborative effort. Yeah. I've been really trying to fine tune my workflow process. Like, so I keep a lot of stuff in Evernote, but I don't write in Evernote when I write. But I like having things in Google Docs, but there's no real good way for me to search through all docs at once. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
And so I've been trying
especially
to find
some
sort of...
Especially if you can't remember if it's one that you shared or one that somebody shared with you.
Right. And then I use SimpleNote, which actually they just launched an app on Android like this last week. Pretty big for them. And I use Notational Velocity on my Mac. And that's really good because you can search through that like nobody's business. So, but that's my divergence into workflows. The only other real news from this week is something I saw actually a little bit before we started, so I don't know a terrible amount of it, but apparently Twitter filed their papers with the SEC.
S1?
For their initial E1? Public offering.
E1?
To go public.
P1?
It's an S1.
All right.
So Twitter, I mean, everyone knew that it was coming eventually, but officially they are going to go public soon enough. And funny as it is, we obviously talked a lot about Facebook going public and having a bad time. And who is that? 85.
Ocho Cinco.
That's correct. That is Ocho Cinco. We talked about Facebook, and then they took a huge, huge hit, right?
Yep.
They actually reached their record high like 2 days ago.
Nobody cares.
They're at like $47 or something.
Still nobody cares. Google's at like $900.
I think people like Kevin Rose and Mark Cuban, they probably care. Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg can suck it. I like Mark Cuban, though.
Remember, because he's like, oh, I got a ton of Facebook stock.
I get it.
Look at me. And then it like went, brrr. And then he's like, don't look at me right now.
Don't look at me.
But pretty much that's all the news I had from this week. You have anything else you want to throw in the pot? About Tom Brady?
No, I just had something that I thought was funny.
Champ Bailey's still not practicing? Tom Brady's touchdown in 50 games?
A bunch of photographers from NASA were taking pictures of the LADEE. So that's the Lunar Atmospheric and Dust Environment Explorer.
Yeah.
Get launched, and somebody took a still image, and I saw this before I left work. Did you see? Wait, let me
pull. Oh, the frog?
Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah.
That made me laugh. So this frog, they got a picture of a still, like, with all this smoke and dust, because it took off at night, obviously. And there's, like, this frog just in the center of this dust cloud, like, perfectly backlit. So you see him just, like, sailing through the air. It's pretty funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was definitely a funny picture. I saw it earlier, obviously, as I mentioned.
But that's times. All I got.
Good times. Well, then as always, we appreciate you listening. If you have any comments or would like to talk to us, you can always get a hold of us on many means that are available. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BleedGeek. We are on Twitter at BleedGeek.
I think we're on Twitter.
Hit us up. Tumblr hasn't had any action in a while, but BleedGeek.tumblr.com.
We still go there.
You can call us at 406-794-3357.
406-79-GEEKS.
Or you can email us at
fans@BleedGeek.com.
And yeah.
You want to follow us individually?
You can do that as well. I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall on the Twitter and the Instagram.
So you can go check out what we're doing and go subscribe to us on YouTube, apparently. That's like a thing.
That is a thing.
So there's that too.
Boom goes the dynamite.
As always, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
I am at the Crandall.
Have a good night.